No matter how you slice it, organizing takes time, energy, and commitment. At the moment you might feel motivated, but somewhere in the middle of your biggest mess, you are bound to get tired of making decisions. Before you know it, you will walk away and leave your organizing project unfinished. Keep in mind that you must be driven by your own compelling reasons for getting organized. If you're going through this process because your neat spouse or children have asked you to, you're unlikely to finish. When I ask my clients why they want to get organized, their answers reflect common goals many people have for getting organized. 1. Stop wasting time looking for the items I need. 2. I like to set a good example for my children. 3. Reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed. 4. Increase my self-confidence. 5. Gain a sense of control over my home. 6. Be more successful in my work. 7. Spend less money. Now that you reveal your reasons for getting organized, you need to create a simple plan. The first question always follows: where do you start? You can start anywhere or in any room. If you have difficulty cooking in your kitchen because your counters are cluttered, maybe you can start there. Decide how much time you have each day to declutter your counters first. Seeing that space cleared might motivate you to carry on the inside of cabinets. When do you start? Start decluttering when you're rested and have 15 minutes to spare. Starting this kind of project when your energy is low is not very helpful, as the process is tiring and time-consuming. What tools do you need? To start the task, you need very simple tools. More likely, you have them in your home already. Garbage and recycling bags, a couple of boxes from the grocery store, tape and markers. Please don't rush to the store to buy bins, containers or baskets. At this point, you don't know what and how many you need. Who to call for help? You can ask your family or friends. I discovered that family is not ideal help for this kind of undertaking. They might have the same emotional attachment to your belongings as you do. On the other hand, friends or a professional might be a better choice. Box them up. Let me explain the mystery of this method of organizing. When you start the process, you might discover a lot of things you don't use or need. Even so, you are not willing to part with them. Box them up, and write what's in the box and the date. If in 3 months you don't need these items, donate them without opening the box. Create a permanent home. If you want to live in an organized home, you need to create a space for every item. Now is the time to go shopping for containers, baskets and attractive boxes, etc. Remember, the less you have, the easier it will be to maintain your home. Make that space functional and beautiful. Life coach Ranka Burzan owns a professional organizing company based in the Kathet region and has written several books on reducing clutter and becoming more organized. For information, go to solutionsorganizing.com.